Các bạn có ghét mấy cái câu hỏi này không? Chỉ là khi mà vào cái trang web họ sẽ hỏi là bạn có phải robot không? Và để chứng minh điều đó thì bạn phải điền chữ là mấy cái chữ hoặc là nhớ vào mấy cái ô mà kiểu cái nào là cái xe máy. Và mình đã gặp chú sáng lập ra cái đó.
Xin chào Việt Nam.
Captcha cái ứng dụng mà chắc cả tỷ người dùng luôn. Cũng là người sáng lập Duolingo nữa. Và mình đã học quá là nhiều thứ để chú ấy. Chỉ là chú Luis là một người rất là giỏi và thông minh và kiểu
sinh ra ở nước Guatemala và là giáo sư đại học danh giá nữa.
Tạo những thứ mà rất là tốt cho xã hội luôn. Hâm mộ quá nên mình phỏng vấn chú ấy ngoài đời luôn.
What's the proudest achievement you've had so far during your journey at Duolingo?
This happened a few years ago. I learned, it's two things that I learned at the same time. First, I learned that Duolingo was being used all across Europe by refugees, Syrian refugees,
Whoa.
To learn the language of the country they had moved to. So if they had moved to Germany, the Syrian refugees were learning German on Duolingo. Mm. And it was also being used by the UN in an official capacity in refugee camps. So I learned that and I was very proud of that. But at the same time, around that same week, I also learned that Bill Gates was using Duolingo.
Whoa.
So the combination of these two is what makes me really proud, because refugees have no money and Bill Gates has more than $100 billion. And the fact that the same app was being used by both ends of the spectrum is really exactly what I wanted to achieve with Duolingo, that basically more money cannot buy you a better education. It's, you know, everybody uses the same thing. So that made me very proud.
Yeah, do you have any advice for the Vietnamese audience? Doesn't have to be Duolingo related, but like just any life advice for the youth in Vietnam.
Oh, wow. I mean, in general, I think always try to be a little better every day in whatever way it is. I mean, if you're learning a language every day, try to be a little better every day. It is amazing how much better you get over a period of many years if every day you try to be a little better. That's exactly the philosophy of teaching for Duolingo, that if you just do a little bit every day, if 2 years pass, you realize, oh, wow, I've done a lot. So that's my advice.
Aw, sure, they'll take your advice so much, and glad that I was able to meet you, and you're definitely like one of the like people that I've been wanting to meet so long, because like I've been following your journey and like everything is just so like inspirational, and you're really like doing it for the passion, and it really shows that you're so passionate about something, and passion will really like go a long way. And I've like met so many employees here and they're all like so happy and they all look up to you. And I actually like was on Uber yesterday, and this Uber driver was like, what are you guys here for? We're like, we're here for Duolingo. And then the Uber driver was like, I love Lewis. And then I was like, do you know Lewis personally? He's like, no, but I just love him as a person. He's just
A
kind person and I really admire his work. I'd really love to meet him someday.
Wow.
So it's just like your impact in Pittsburgh and also your impact around the world. I just really admire it. And I'm sure people in Vietnam love you so much.
That's great. I would love to visit then.
Yes, please visit Vietnam.
Yeah. 9 months from now, she's like, when are you going to go? Okay, good.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you, Lewis.
Yeah, great. Great to meet you.
Nice
and thank you for coming
you.
To Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Và đó, cái đó một cuộc trò chuyện quá là ý nghĩa luôn. Học hỏi được quá là nhiều. Mình mong là một ngày mình như thế giỏi được như vậy. Quá là hâm mộ đúng không?